Live from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the woman who told me this week I've told her everything I have to say, the sports widow, Molly Erdman.
Thank you. Thanks, Joe. Thanks for that intro.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
It's kind of similar to last week's.
What was that?
Last week is we had nothing left to say to each other.
Ah.
But this week was more
specific. It's just on you.
Yeah, yeah. More specific in that I've told you all the stories.
Yes, that
I
was
have to tell.
That was prompted by us hearing the song Beat It in the car and you saying, "Do you know who's playing that guitar solo?"
And
I said Eddie Van Halen, and you were kind of disappointed.
No, you put that disappointment on me.
Is something burning?
Not anymore.
Oof. It really smells like it's burning.
No.
Can we open a window or something?
No. For the sound purposes, the studio needs to remain as it is.
All right. Well, if I fade out of this at some point, it's because I've suffocated and died.
Okay. Do you know that Mazzy Star song, Fade Into You?
I know of it.
Okay. It's a song.
Guess what?
What?
You've brought it up before.
Mazzy Star?
Yes. You make a Mazzy Star reference once every 2 years, I would say.
I do like that one album.
You met me too late because for years I had the CD single of that song I got at like some festival or at college, like someplace where they're just handing out CD singles.
Yeah, that album was I don't know what it's called, but that was a surprisingly secret psychedelic album.
No, I don't have any recollection of it.
Okay. I remember it. I just remember, it doesn't matter. Well, I just remember, when I was in college having a...
Do you?
Well, I remember specifically looking at birds while that song was playing in the background, and I couldn't tell how many birds there were flying in the sky.
Wow.
Different time.
Was it? That sounds like something that could have happened yesterday.
No, I can count birds now.
One time, Joe was, quote-unquote, doing some work, and I found him sitting near the, quote-unquote, river in L.A., and I approached because I saw him just staring up at a tree and he had headphones on and he said that there were two birds up in the tree and he was listening to some particular kind of music and he said he was imagining that the birds were in a Woody Allen movie.
The music was like Django Reinhardt type music and the birds seemed to be courting each other in some strange way. I took pictures of that. Of the birds, not of you approaching as I was on my headphones.
Right.
It was a little respite from some work I was doing.
Mm-hmm. So the basketball playoffs are going on right now. We actually are not watching the Raptors Heat overtime.
Just went to overtime. But this podcast is more important to me.
I have a question. The crowd dressing in the color of the team, especially like these home games, has that always been a thing?
Well, people put those T-shirts in the...
Oh.
Yeah. It's at times, like colleges will do like a blackout or a whiteout or a redout or something where they tell all the students to, wear one color or whatever.
Yeah.
Like at University of Nebraska, they don't have to say that. Everybody wears red anyway.
Sure.
But that's happened... To the point that now companies give away T-shirts for everybody to wear at the game. Yeah.
The thing that's weird is that I associate white. Oh, Joe's phone went off, everybody. Important text.
And that means there's going to be 20 more. It's from my mother.
Yeah, just mute it.
I did.
Wow, she's up late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost 11 o'clock.
Yeah. I associate everyone in the crowd wearing white specifically with the Miami Heat. But we were watching some game yesterday where everyone was wearing white.
Yeah. I think it was the Oklahoma City
game. It was.
Okay.
So that, I get that everyone, there's going to be repeats of colors, but
yeah.
That's the most striking thing when everyone is wearing white.
In Golden State, often they'll wear the bright yellow. Mm-hmm. They all have that. That's always pretty
when they're cool. Wearing white. I believe I should credit my friend George Eckhart, who said this once, maybe tweeted or something. It looks like everyone in the crowd is dead. Like that it's they're playing in heaven or something.
Oh.
So that's what I think of now whenever I see that.
Yeah.
Where are we in the playoffs? What round is this? What happens?
This is the right now we're dealing with the second round of the playoffs. So after this, the winners of these rounds, pardon me, sorry, we'll be down to our final four, if you will. So the conference championships will take place.
And why do you say if you will? Why wouldn't I?
Well, they don't usually. I mean, the term final four is more
copyrighted and
it probably is NCAA. I'm guessing it is. But these are the final four teams.
Okay. So maybe to not infringe on the copyright, we'll call them the finally four.
Yes. The great. Finally four.
Also fitting because the playoffs take so long in basketball.
Especially when added to the season.
Yes.
Are those leg warmers? Got a real kind of 80s look to you
today.
They're
just big socks.
Okay. You got big socks and you got your dance pants.
They're not dance pants. They're sweatpants.
Oh. You could dance in those, though.
I can dance in anything, Joe.
And then you've got your kind of half sweater.
It's just a t-shirt. It's a long sleeve t-shirt.
Okay.
What else?
Is it a half shirt?
No, full shirt.
Okay.
A full shirt.
Are you all right?
Oh, I'm tired.
Yeah. Why are you so tired, Ma?
Just because.
You cleaned up some pee today. I guess we got to talk about sports.
Yeah, don't give any more specifics about why I cleaned up pee.
I think that's plenty. Probably anything anyone would imagine is probably more interesting than the actual story.
I'll say this. I still, like, it's like hockey isn't existing to me. I don't even hear about it.
Yeah, well, in this house, without the Rangers or Blackhawks, I've got very little.
Where are they in the playoffs?
Same
area?
Same area of the playoffs. Dallas is still in it, but they're almost out of it. And then it's like Tampa Bay. The teams are
a bunch of
so
cities
boring.
Where people don't care about hockey.
Dallas people care.
I know. I'm sorry. Where the nation doesn't care about hockey. All newer teams.
Yes,
in non-hockey
teams, right.
Places.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For the most part. Well, like we said before, there's no Canadian team, so that.
And there is a Canadian basketball team.
There is still.
I don't like that.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have there been other Canadian basketball teams other than the Toronto Raptors?
Yes, and I bet you if you took 3 seconds, you'd figure it out.
The Calgary Cat Burglars.
Maybe more than 3 seconds. Some good big cities.
Vancouver. Oh, you watched the last Vancouver basketball game, right?
Yeah.
The Vancouver...
Cougars.
Cougars.
No.
The Vancougars. That would have been a great name.
Yeah, Van Cougars.
The Vancouver
Van
Vikings.
Cougars. No.
What is it?
It wouldn't be bad, Vancouver Vikings. The Grizzlies.
Ow. Did they move to Memphis?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So they didn't just like go away. They just moved.
Yeah. That's why Memphis is called the Grizzlies. Tennessee's not known for Grizzlies.
Well, I don't ever associate...
An animal.
Yeah.
There's no Tigers in Detroit either.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but the Tigers are an old team.
There's no Cubs or Bears in Chicago either.
No, there's not.
And they've been there forever.
Yeah, that was back in the day when people would just name their teams after circus animals.
We talked about mascots last week, or recently.
Yeah.
Like, just name them after animals.
I guess.
I feel like all mascots should just be animals. Well, there, I said it.
I mean, that's a pretty bold statement. You know what? That's a hot take, Ma.
Thanks. Is there a sound effect for that?
There would be if our engineer wasn't so lazy.
What's our researcher's name again?
Our researcher is...
I don't... I'll look it up.
Research...
Fact Jefferson?
Yeah, something like that.
I think I can find it, but let's keep talking.
Where do you have... You have our staff's names somewhere?
No, someone...
had a question for Research Jefferson?
Yes.
Was it Research Jefferson?
It's not Research Jefferson.
Okay.
I'll find it.
Okay. You should check to see if there's any questions.
There's no new tweets.
No
there's
new
none.
Tweets. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really think that all that mascots should be animals and insects and things like that.
Okay, you're counting insects amongst animals.
Well, maybe I'm partial to that because my high school mascot was a hornet. But I feel like that it's good.
Okay. What about plants?
No.
Why? They're living things.
But I think it has to be things that are kind of like vicious. You know what I mean? Like
Venus
a hornet. They'll
traps?
Sting you. Maybe a cactus.
Ah.
Reference Johnson.
Reference Johnson. reference Jefferson.
Thanks to Chad for Research Jefferson.
Research Jefferson and Reference Johnson.
Reference Johnson is out sick today, so his brother, Research Jefferson, is here.
Half-brother.
Well, he's married, and he changed his name. He's very progressive.
Nobody does that.
Sure they do.
People change their name to the lady name.
Why does Reference Jefferson have to be a man? You know what?
Nice.
How
you
about
said
that?
He. You said he. You said brother.
Well, I meant like
oh.
In solidarity.
Oh, like Lech Walesa.
Yes.
Got it.
My college mascot.
The Jumbos.
Yes. So my college mascot is the Jumbo, named because P.T. Barnum of the Barnum and Bailey Circus donated a lot of money to Tufts. We have a Barnum Hall as our science building.
I thought it was that he based his observation that there's a sucker born every minute on
you know,
Tufts.
Aside from sports, one of Joe's favorite pastimes is making fun of people who could afford a good education.
Wow.
To him, that is worthy of ridicule. Even though I'm sure if given the choice and the money, he would provide a very expensive education for his children.
There will be no college when my children are that age.
I hope. I hope, because we can't afford it.
Is there some kind of legacy thing at Tufts? Where
legacy?
Legacy?
No. I mean, she could probably get in, but she's not going to go for free.
I don't know. It's a pretty good school, Mo.
It is a good school.
It's a better school than I went to.
And to be fair, it's a good school that costs, you know, when I went, costs what going to a private junior, less than what, you know, going to a high school now costs.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. It's like two and a half, you know, now it was 20 grand when I went all in.
Gotta bet it's
and
40
now. It's,
now.
Oh, I think it's closer to 50.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's
Come
insane.
On. A year? 200 grand?
Yeah, that's,
I mean,
that's way above
that
the...
many people making that much money?
That's way above inflation.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Is.
Like, that's
way
just
above.
Insane.
Completely insane. Same with gas prices. Don't get us started, people.
Yeah. But anyway, so we're the Jumbos. It's not a great mascot.
No.
But I maybe we've talked about this. Tufts belongs to an athletic conference, the New England Small College Athletic Conference, or NESCAC.
NESCAC.
That is full of terrible mascots, including the Amherst Lord Jeffs.
Oh, yeah.
Which apparently they are looking to change their mascot because Lord Jeff, I think it's Lord Jeff Amherst, who the town is named after and the college is named after the town, but he...
Witch burner.
It wasn't witch burning, but he did something bad. I don't know if it had to do with slaves or something, or maybe Native Americans. Actually, I think that might have been it. Something unseemly that they're like, maybe this shouldn't be our mascot.
I thought he's the guy who invented the put a poop in a bag, light it on fire, put it on somebody's porch.
It might have been that. Yeah.
Lord Jeff, like, oh, Lord Jeff. That's what people would say.
Wow.
Is that a dad joke?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's enough about... Oh, I do have a question about mascots.
Okay.
Back when we were filling out our NCAA March Madness copyright... Brackets. I tweeted something about how our daughter was filling out a bracket according to mascots.
Mm-hmm.
And someone tweeted back to me, well, University of Michigan doesn't have a mascot,
Ugh.
Which I didn't reply to because to me, a mascot is whatever the symbol is of the team.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily mean a person dressed in the outfit who like runs around at games.
Right. It's the Wolverines is the mascot.
Yeah. It just means the symbol of the team.
The mascot of the University of Michigan, I believe, is somebody who thinks they went to a better school than they actually did. I think that's the official mascot.
You don't like people who go to good schools, and you don't like people who went to not as good schools who think they went to good schools.
Both Michigan and Tufts are better schools than I went to. So,
yeah.
When we get to some schools lesser than the ones I went to,
like what?
Any of the SUNY schools other than Binghamton?
Is among the SUNY schools, is Binghamton the top?
Yes. Okay. I'm still on the wait list.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. I want to send Tony Kornheiser a copy of your book.
Okay.
He went to Binghamton.
I don't know the connection, but okay. You can send him
a book. He went to Binghamton, and I want to send him the book so that he
reads
the letter.
There's like 15 sitting in the closet.
Great. I'll send it to him.
Great.
Because I want to see if he has any connections to get me off the wait list.
How will the book do that?
Well, it's a gift.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Great.
Also, Flo from the Progressive commercials went to SUNY Binghamton.
Listen, I don't think Tony Kornheiser would understand my book.
He'd give it to one of the...
Let me tell you. Let me... Here, this is a good Sports Widow moment.
Okay.
Okay. So, when Joe and I first started dating...
1984.
One of my first really big immersions into the sports world was watching the show PTI that Joe watches, which features Tony Kornheiser and Mike Wilbon are the hosts of the show, and they just yell at each other a lot.
Yeah, one of the first shows in that vein.
Yeah. Now, generally, I favor Tony Kornheiser over Mike Wilbon because I feel like Tony Kornheiser is like pretty cheesy, but in a very like... he's very self-aware and self-deprecating and is goofy. Like they do a bit where they're like fortune tellers and Tony will dress up with like a hat and earrings and Mike Wilbon won't.
Yes.
And to me, I'm like, just dress up as a fortune teller. Like that's the bit.
Right.
Mike Wilbon's like a little too cool for everything.
Sure.
And like when they're talking about the Winter Olympics, he's like, Tony, I don't know anything about ice skating because God forbid for 1 minute he looks even a glimmer of like, I don't even want to say effeminate, but like...
neutral.
Yeah.
Not masculine.
He's like, I don't understand figure skating. Like, we get it. You're a guy. Like, no one's questioning. Anyway, I feel like Tony Kornheiser is a little more comfortable in who he is.
Okay.
Mike Wilbon just loves to not know about things.
Right. And he name drops a lot.
Yeah. Oh.
I think that's a little bit of the dynamic that has been set up for this
show. That's fine. And it's fine. It works for them.
Yeah. Mike Wilbon went to Northwestern.
Yeah.
Also, a better school than I went to.
But
also, a school full of annoying people.
But listen, so Joe listens to Tony Kornheiser's podcast.
Yes.
Which I don't hear as much anymore because Joe is at work.
Yes.
But I used to hear it a lot, and Joe would have it like on his phone or on his Bluetooth speaker and just like carry it around our apartment. And I have a few problems with
That's
it.
That's such an old man thing.
It is. It is.
Not even with headphones on.
Just carrying
it around. It's like a transistor radio that I'm listening to the game on.
It is like a transistor radio.
I did that coming back out of the car today. I parked the car and it was still playing and I walked in with it.
Well, here, I have two big problems. My number one problem with that podcast is the volume imbalance.
Right.
Like, their engineer should be fired.
Nigel.
Tony is so loud.
Yeah.
And then sometimes not.
Yeah.
And like you're just constantly adjusting the volume when you listen to that.
I think they don't do a great job of sticking on the mics.
I think that's probably it. You know, they're at all different levels and they move in and out and everything. But I've also noticed from listening to that podcast some much more like old man leanings of Tony's that aren't as like enjoyable.
Right.
Of just
like,
I don't know. This isn't the best example, but like talking about like going to a restaurant and like not understanding food.
He wants to go to a steakhouse.
Right. Like
he doesn't want to go to a small
plate's
place.
That's totally his prerogative, but that's why I feel like he's not. So I wrote a book. It's called Catalog Living.
Right.
Based on a blog where I take pictures from like Pottery Barn catalogs and pretend that there's that.
You imagine the family that would live in the house that would have these pictures taken in it. These ridiculous pictures of like 30 lemons on a table.
Right.
We happen to have about a dozen lemons on our table.
Not 30, though.
No.
So it's satirical. And I don't think he gets satire. Like the same way my stepdad wouldn't watch Colbert when the Colbert Report was on because he thought that he was actually a conservative blowhard.
Uh-huh.
Like, I feel like that's what Tony Kornheiser is like. Like, maybe he doesn't get satire.
I think he does get satire.
Well, I don't know if he would get home decor satire.
Well, I will have to include that in my letter to him, that you don't think he'll get it.
Don't do that.
No, I won't. I want him to read the letter.
Okay. All right.
So, I also know he's going to Chicago in the summer, and I want to offer him, you know, tickets to a show or something.
Now, didn't Mike Wilbon go to Second City at some point?
I think he's been to Second City before, yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure he didn't get it.
Huh?
I'm sure he didn't get it.
Well, he might have gotten some of it.
So I've watched a lot of this show, PTI.
Yes, you have.
You know, sometimes they have guests.
Yes.
You know, one of the guys is gone.
Right. Bob Ryan.
He's all right.
Jason Whitlock, no longer.
Yeah.
He was no good. Levitard.
I like him.
Yeah. Bill Simmons for a while when he was
I liked him. I don't really even know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, Pablo Torre.
Was he the one who was on kind of recently?
Very young, yes.
Yeah, he was a little too much for me.
Too much?
Yeah.
Some people think he's too much for them.
He kind of is like a little, like...
He went to Harvard.
I was going to say he's got like a sort of savant quality about him.
Yeah.
It's interesting to me, and we don't really watch it, but the show that comes on before Around the Horn that has like sports writers, it's interesting to me which sports writers are able to sort of parlay their experience into being seen on TV, and which ones
are not,
aren't. Yeah. And even within the ones who are on TV, you can see a range of like, you shouldn't be.
Especially on that show, because you've got four every week,
right,
or four every day. And that rotates as well, so there's going to be differences in how photo or TV-genic those people are, not photogenic.
But I'm not even talking about appearance.
No, I'm not either. Yeah. I'm saying as an overall thing.
Yeah.
Not necessarily just the look.
It's a presentation type of thing.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. And I think even Simmons, he's going to have a show on HBO and everything. I think even he's a little stiff at times.
You know what it is with Bill Simmons is that he's always kind of like got his neck craned up.
Yeah.
He's always kind of like looking up a little bit.
Right, right.
But it's like his face is tilted up, but he has to look down. It's weird.
Yeah.
He's got his chin up. That's what it is.
Chin up.
Yeah.
Somebody probably told him, chin up.
Yeah. So that's my rundown of ESPN people.
Yeah, that was a pretty good rundown.
Thanks.
What else is there sports-wise to talk about?
There's still baseball, but who cares?
Yeah.
I did hear that there was some game that was supposed to be played in Puerto Rico, and they moved it out because they were worried about Zika virus.
Yeah, two games. The Pirates and the Marlins, I believe.
What's going to happen with the Olympics?
Well, they, you know, I think some women are not going
to
go.
I don't think it's just women, because I was listening to something, and I came in late, but it was some a male reporter who's like, his doctor told him not to go.
Well, if you get it, is it permanent? Like, is there a way to get rid of it?
But I think there are more things that can happen beyond just the birth defects.
Oh.
It's. I don't think it's permanent, but I think there are dangers
involved. I think there's going to be a cloud of DEET around the city. Is what's going
to
happen.
That really makes me sad. I have to say, first of all, I love the Summer Olympics.
And you love Rio.
I don't have an opinion about Rio, but I love the Summer Olympics. I love watching it. I really, really enjoy it. And I also feel like if you're an athlete in one of those sports, like it's such a potentially once in a lifetime thing because the window for being that level
Absolutely,
of athlete is very
yeah.
small. And I feel like it's such a bummer that, like...
It's a shit fire down there.
Yeah.
And they'll probably get it together.
But I feel like
together,
a lot of Olympics recently have been a shit fire.
Yeah, because
you know, what
you
I
know
mean?
Why? Because there's so much money in it now, and there's so much corruption.
Yeah.
That, you know, think of where they've been. Russia, Like they turned
that Athens one, I feel like was real like scraped together at the last minute.
Oh yeah,
the London one was went fine, right?
Yeah, well, but London is, you know, that's a country that has a relatively strong economy.
Well,
and has a little bit more transparency.
But that doesn't. You know, so do we. And remember the Atlanta Olympics? There was a bomb that went off. You know, like...
Yeah, but I mean, in Munich there was, you know...
No,
and the Germans are very organized.
Yeah, I know. I'm countering your argument. You're talking about London. Like, of course that went fine. It's England.
Oh, but I'm talking about the organization of it went well.
Sure. I'm just saying, regardless of that, stuff can...
Oh yes,
be a disaster.
But I think with a lot of these sporting events, you're seeing, you know, the whole FIFA scandal with all the countries that had been getting payouts from FIFA.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not going to get into too much detail, except that it was many, many governments, mostly small ones, were extremely corrupt and taking money from the soccer organization. And then there's a possibility that Russia may not compete in these Olympics because of the drug scandal.
Yeah,
meldonium.
Is that the drug, or is that a fake country?
Meldonium is the drug that Sharapova failed for.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, people say it's a sex enhancer, like a Viagra type thing, but for
ladies, women,
or just generally. I don't know. I didn't get the details.
Yeah,
I'm just making that up. I'm not. I heard that somewhere.
When did the Olympics start? Do you know?
Late June, maybe early July, or maybe it's later this year. Maybe it's August.
It always seems a little later.
Yeah.
Well, you can count on me to report on all your Olympic. I'll keep everyone up to date on the Olympics. That'll be my really, that's when I take the helm of the sports widow.
The torch is in Brazil now.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Well,
I don't care about that.
Torch. That's kind of part of the ceremonies.
All right.
I think you should start tracking the torch a little bit more.
I'm sure there's a torch tracker app.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
And I'm saying you should get it.
All right. I got to get a phone with more memory.
Yeah.
Favorite
events.
I need
a brain with more memory.
Do you like the Olympics?
The Olympics are all right.
What are your favorite? If you had to watch three Olympic events, and only three.
Okay.
What would you choose?
The sprints.
All right.
Does it have to be just one? Do I have to say 100 meter?
No, you can. That's fine.
The racing, the running racing.
Okay.
I think also the swimming racing.
Yeah.
Is another one I would like. And maybe the soccer.
Oh, okay.
Because basketball, we're going to win.
Yeah.
It doesn't always happen, but even then, there's usually something shady that goes on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think. And I've become more and more of a soccer fan as time has gone on.
Yeah. You going to ask me about mine?
Yeah, I was just about to. How about your top three?
Swimming. Mm-hmm. Swimming racing, as you call it.
Right, because you are a swimming lady.
I am, yeah.
You have a swimmer's body, if you will.
I do.
Webbed feet?
I have a long torso.
Long torso.
Swimming, gymnastics.
Oh, yes.
And it's tough, the third one. I like watching diving, but it gets a little tedious.
Yeah, a little repetitive.
I mean, then there's sort of the novelty, you know, your synchronized swimming and your rhythmic gymnastics.
Water polo's a...
Yeah, but I don't really like watching that.
Oh, you have to appreciate the...
I can appreciate everything, but I don't necessarily want to watch it.
Sometimes I feel like you don't appreciate me.
Do you know what the only sport is that men and women compete with each other in the Summer Olympics?
Yes.
What? Dead air. Come on. You can't just leave it like that.
I was thinking of something. Is it, I don't know, splashing?
Equestrian.
Equestrian.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was water splashing.
That would be a great sport.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I feel like there's another. I like track and field. You know, they always do track and field last.
Uh-huh.
Towards the end of the Olympics. So by then it's like, sure, I'm hooked. I'll watch this. But I'm never quite as into it as the other stuff.
Yeah, and there's a little fatigue that sets in at that point. Like, I like pole vault and high jump. Those are impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. Because everything else is relative. Like, yes. Watching people sprint is like, okay, well, I see the time, the, you know, the world record, and I see them winning. But, like, I look at it, and I'm like, I can run.
Right.
And don't get me wrong. It's very impressive. But to watch it, it's not the same as, like, wow, that person. And I guess, you know, it's interesting because I do feel like the swimming is impressive. But I think because I did swim, I can appreciate just, like, I know how long it takes me just to get my arms out of the water to do the butterfly and then to watch someone just sort of like coast through the water
is
amazing.
Maybe the 200 meters might be, if you were there watching it.
Like, for track. Yeah.
Because like on TV, you always see the same thing. You can't really gauge the speed of those guys compared to what you are capable of or what you expect a human is capable of.
Right.
And when you see them, and especially a guy I would guess like Usain Bolt, who's so tall as well, mm-hmm. for that, him going that fast has to look like when we saw those cheetahs
at the
zoo, that was pretty impressive too.
Yeah.
And I also think the preliminary parts of events I'm not as into.
Right.
Any event where it's into the medal round, then,
that's when it's exciting.
Much like the playoffs.
Yeah.
Well, there'll be more Olympics to come and more of these playoffs. In the next few weeks, nothing big is happening. There'll be the NBA draft lottery, which will have, that'll have some impact here in Los Angeles, maybe.
Okay.
On the Lakers, they could lose their pick or they could get a great pick.
Mm. The Lakers are getting a new coach, right?
They are.
Do we know who it is yet?
Yeah, Luke Walton.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay. But did he play for the Lakers?
Yes, he did.
Not long ago.
No, he's 36, I think.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Wow. He's quite young. He played at Arizona. Yeah. His father played college where?
Am I supposed to know this? Georgetown.
No.
All right.
Same place Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played. But he was Lou Alcindor then.
Syracuse?
No. John Wooden was the coach.
UCLA.
Yes.
That's pretty good that I knew that at least.
Yeah. okay. Okay, this is perfect timing. We can end and I don't have to move anything around. It's the same amount of time as last week. All right. Say goodbye.
Bye.
All right, bye.